Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A controversial question, this one. Was Qasim married on the 10th of Muharram? Indeed, in our communities, we'll always hear poetry which talks of the marriage of Qasim and certainly talks of a mother who wished to see her son get married, like any mother wishes to see her children get married one day. And yet, when it comes to the narrations concerning Qasim getting married on the 10th of Muharram, the context is normally given that Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam had told Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that one day my son Qasim will be with you on the plains of Karbala. It is my wish to see him get married. And that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam arranges for Qasim, his nephew, to marry one of his daughters. The first place in which I remember reading this narration was in Kashfi's Rawdat al-Shuhada, a book that was written approximately 500 years ago. I cannot find the narration in many other books previous to this one. There may be the narration in books after this one. And so within that book, you find that the narration is there that Qasim gets married on the 10th of Muharram. And who does he get married to? One of the daughters of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now, if we're looking at the daughters of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we have Fatimah al-Kubra, Fatimah al-Sughra, Sakina, and Ruqayya, okay, alayhim as-salam. So you have these four daughters of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now, when we come to Fatimah al-Kubra, it is commonly known that she married her cousin Hassan al-Muthanna, one of the survivors of the 10th of Muharram. And then you have Fatimah al-Sughra, who was in Medina at the time. Then you have, of course, who we know as Bibi Sakina or Bibi Sukaina. Another of her name was Amina, because Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam loved his grandmother, Amina bint Wahab. And so another title or name of Bibi Sakina or Bibi Sukaina is Amina. But we hear that she never got married. And the other was, of course, Bibi Ruqayya, who was only around 4 years of age at the time. So who exactly he got married to? If you're looking at these different options, there seems to be a contradiction. It may have happened that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, knowing that this was a wish of his brother, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, may have gone to a separate tent and had Qasim married, or a formula of marriage read without, for example, a consummation taking place. It could be there, it may not be there, but it shouldn't cause any fights or arguments that happen within our communities. I personally support those who write poetry where they talk about how a mother would have wished to have seen her son get married. And I also support those who bring out, for example, a remembrance of Qasim in different ways, whether it's with candles or whether it's food, in remembrance of the stand of Qasim alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.